Mr. Zoothorn Rollo, hit that long loony note and let it float.
F off back to Russia.
This is WRCT, Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain, and it is Tuesday.
Tuesday is a real good news day.
Today is Tuesday, you know what that means. We're gonna have a special guest. So get out the broom, sweep the place clean, and dust off the mat so the welcome can be seen. Roll out the carpet, strike up the band, and give out with a hip hooray, hip hooray. Wiggle your ears like good mouseketeers. We're gonna present a guest today, 'cause Tuesday is guest star day.
Tuesday is guest star day.
doesn't matter if I'm still a lost ball in the weeds.
Go with that. Right there with that. And there it is. Groovy Tuesday. Oh, really, really underrated band, the Smithereens. Always thought the Smithereens wrote some really nice, nice tunage. And that was, I think, from the Especially For You record. What a great record that was. And before that, so it's Groovy Tuesday. Before that, Ruby Tuesday. And that was by the London Symphony Orchestra with Marianne Faithfull. And there we go. And we started with Jimmy Dodd from the Mickey Mouse Club from the 50s doing Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. So today is Tuesday, but it's also going to be Wednesday and Thursday, not Friday. So all songs today are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're just chugging along with this major chunk of weekday coolness, which I think is it's really one of my favorite themes so far, just through the fact that it's just, you can prop your toe bones up, and yeah, that's a good song about that day. And then, you know, don't get too weird. Well, it will get weird. It will get weird. How are you bums doing? That's nice. Really. Well, I'll be darned. This is the Zombo right here in your brain. And continuing the weekdays. And then getting in after that, more themes, more stuff. Raw Zombo in your brain. Cool show tonight. The Turpentiners are playing with this band from Rochester, this kind of like, almost like, they're kind of goth-like, I guess, but they're pretty amazing, called The Living Room, and they're going to be at Mr. Schmall's tonight. So that's going to be a fun show. And then Saturday is also going to be a humdinger, too. The Whiskey Daredevils and the Legendary Hucklebucks at the Poetry Lounge, and that is happening Saturday. So it's a nice weekend to go out and do some stuff. And then go to the Symphony Orchestra on Sunday. There you go. There's your palatable weekend of fantastic live music. And I like going to the symphony because it's like the world's biggest cover band. It's just a big cover band. Oh, yeah, you're playing that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feel good today, right? Kind of rainy, kind of drizzly, kind of Charlie kind of day. Mm-hmm. Just kicking back. Just me and you, baby. Yeah. All right. So, Mr. Paul, smoking the grassy, already off the up and around, requested Tuesday Afternoon, which is a great tune by the Moody Blues. And even though some people always thought the Moody Blues was like a poor man's King Crimson, but that I don't know what to tell you. You know, I think they used the Mellotron before King Crimson did. Maybe. I don't know, but King Crimson's known for the Mellotron thing. All right. Anyhow, this is two guys from a band called, I think, the Wondermints. Darian and Nick. And they do a really great version of Tuesday Afternoon, the Moody Blues tune. Zombo in your brain, RCT.
I'm just beginning to see. everybody else, I'm searching through what I've heard.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow? Tuesday's the day.
Won't you paint my dream? Won't you show me where you've been? Show me what I haven't seen to ease my mind. 'Cause I will learn to understand if I have a helping hand. I wouldn't make another demand all my life.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow, Tuesday's a day.
My name, all in all, it's all the same. Everybody plays a different game, that is all. A man may live, a man may die, searching for the question why. But if he tries to rule the sky, he must fall.
Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow.
Made it then I could see you.
See, all these Tuesday songs are very pleasant. Very pleasant listening. That was Tuesday's Secret by Felt. Oh, man, nice tune. Before that, Stevie Wonder from the album Talking Book, which I believe had one of the first big, like, that big synthesizer, the Tonto, on that. That was Tuesday Heartbreak by Stevie Wonder. And Stephen Dmitry Gorgogog, better known as Cat Stevens, with Tuesday's Dead. And let's see, that did we start with that? No, we started with Darian and Nick doing their version of Tuesday Afternoon, the Moody Blues tune. And it was interesting, Justin Hayward wrote that tune. They were doing an album called Days of Future Past in like 67, and they needed a song, and he just said, oh, you know, I want to go to this park. I'll be right back. So he literally said he wrote the song, and this is probably why Paul likes the song so much. He says he wrote it with a guitar in one hand and a joint in the other. So there you be with that. Some drug-addled pop music. Couldn't get enough of it in the 1960s. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got going on here? Yeah, so like I was saying, it's very, very, very normal kind of show. It almost seemed like people would tune in and go, hey, this is WRCT. Who's going? Have I got the right station? I can actually, these songs, I can tap my toe. They are very tender little ditties. Well, you know, don't worry. The show's not over. We got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to do today. Next week is going to be Fridays. And then the following week, Saturday. And then a couple weeks in April, I will not be here. I think probably. There's that buggy thing happening pretty soon, too. They do the carnival. So April's going to be a pretty lean month. Because I think maybe the first week of April, they have that buggy thing, so I won't be on. Second week of April, I'll be hosting Steel City Con. And, yeah, it's kind of got some interesting folks I'm going to be interviewing this next time. Going to be interviewing, Juliet Lewis and Susan Sarandon and Rosie O'Donnell. And a cast of Beverly Hills 90210, a bunch of folks. It's always really fun. Since they saved the convention center, how about that? All these people were complaining about, oh man, this convention, you guys got to get out of this convention center. And then old rotten Hobby Lobby tries to buy it, and then they go, oh no, save our convention center, just because human beings are just. Really wired for failure. How we got this far is absolutely unbelievable. How we got this far. Just due to the fact that so many missteps, there's so much wrong with the human, it's a failed experiment is what I've been told. There's some things about me, honestly, that I wish I could change, but I cannot. For example, when I fix something around the house, or I'm working on something, nobody should be around me. Because I it's the one time in my life I get very abusive. And whatever I'm fixing, I'm yelling at it, I'm calling it every filthy. Now, I was like fixing part of a fence. And this woman was walking the doggy by me, and I'm like going, ring it, I'm drilling it in, and I'm just cussing like a blue streak in this. Oh boy, there's our neighbor with Tourette syndrome right there. So that I fix things that way. Oh, you should see me put IKEA furniture together. Oh, brother, you don't want to be in a 10-mile radius of when I'm putting IKEA furniture together. Because it starts right off. It starts, and I'll be when I put something like that together, I always put it together wrong at least twice. So the third time is a charm when I am putting together like IKEA furniture. Like it's always wrong. It's like then it's always this flip thing where, oh, I see this screw goes in here. Oh no, it's backwards. I'm looking. Why you wrecking? And I just like then I just go off, man. You don't want to be near me. You don't want to be near me when I'm fixed. So that's one of my weak points, is that I get very abusive towards inanimate objects when I am trying to put them together. And it always works. I gotta say, it always works. It always comes together. I don't give up. But boy, do they get their comeuppance. Did they get their comeuppance when I have to do that kind of thing? Let's see what else is going on. Let's see. You know them headaches and tummy aches your kid gets? They could be a migraine. How about that? Or it could be they just might have punched him in the stomach because you couldn't put together that piece of furniture and you could get over here. That's a good thing I don't have kids either. So I'm trying. The kids get, Dad, can you play catch with me? Oof! Right in the Labanza. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're taking the kid from me. What happened? Well, I was trying to put together this chair. It was called the Fractic from IKEA. I was putting together the Fractic. This kid wanted to play catch. So you could see that I had the screws all in the wrong place. I was taking around. This kid wants to play catch. I understand why you punched him in the tummy. You're free. Good. But that could be a migraine. So you could visit migraine@school.org, because every kid deserves a chance to flourish in school unless they're bugging me when I'm putting together IKEA furniture. Then all bets are off. All bets are off. I'm sorry. I you know, now that's the thing. If a doggy or my cat's trying to help, that's cool. That's cool. You know, if cat's like, hey, need some help here, buddy? That's great. But if it's like a human being next to me, they're in trouble. Because I am not a pleasant person when it comes to that juncture in my life. What else we got going on here? Let's see here. Nah, I don't want to tell you that. What else I want to tell you? Oh, I'll tell you about some shows. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. I wonder if Sick's going to come in today. Because Sick is the show that follows this. And I'm sure he's going to be here. Where's it at? Okay. I don't know where Sick is, but maybe that's going to... Oh, here it is. Groovy. All right. Tune in to Sick. They throw the rule book out the window. And the windows in here are all encased in the basement. So I don't understand. The rule book, just go in the next room and get the rule book. Yeah, throw it out the window. Okay. Bring it back in. There you go. Just out the... They embrace pure chaos, metal, hardcore, and EDM. So you see, it's a fine drift, especially in today's laid-back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday show. They're talking earth-shattering riffs, guttural growls, and skull-shaking bass drops that will leave you breathless. That sounds like a good time in my book. Oh, wait a minute. My book, I threw it out the window. Damn it! Tune in Fridays at 1 p.m. right here on this here station in the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than... an hour of traditional blues music. An hour 10 minutes? Hour 15? Sure. But how about 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour? Join Steve every Friday, 3 to 5, for 2 hours. Not an hour. Not an hour 10, an hour 15. 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on this here station, WRNCNT. Zombo right here in your brain, celebrating the days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday today. Just due to the fact that there are Sunday and Monday, we had enough songs for a whole show. Friday and Saturday got enough for a whole show. So needless to say, April, we're almost out of March, aren't we? We're halfway through March. I'll be here the rest of the month. Hopefully I can finish the weekdays up, because the beginning of April, once again, is going to be this carnival thing they have. So I will not be on the radio the following week. Steel City Con. The week after that, I believe I'm going to be on vacation. So April is going to be slim pickings in Z-Land, but I will have my deep archive on the radio. And I don't even plug that show that much anymore, just due to the fact that it is Thursday morning. See, it doesn't sound like Tuesday afternoon. I used to be on Tuesday afternoon. That was a decent slot. They gave me Thursday, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning. and the only guy listening is Last Man Standing. He gets up for work around 3:30 in the morning. So on that Thursday morning, you can hear an archive of shows that I did from 15 years ago. So so you're going to be hearing Deep Archive shows a lot through April. If I had more oomph, I would make some special shows for you guys. But these older ones, you can't even tell the difference. Can't even tell. I haven't grown one iota in the 20 years I've been doing this ridiculous stuff. Not one smidgen. Not one smidgen. And that's a good thing. All right, let's get into, now I never really could understand the name of this band, Primal Scream, because you think Primal Scream, you're thinking something like, you know, it's a Primal Scream, but there, it's more palatable than death metal thrash Primal Scream. So, yeah. I got Gentle Tuesday by Primal Scream, Zombo in Your Brain, playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but right now we're still doing the Tuesday business.
Hi. message for you. On Wednesday night, she turned out the lights on a romance with you, with two fingers and nothing to lose. She sinks her teeth into some.
I'll tell you, it's a great tune. This is Black Tuesday by James Taylor Quartet. You listen to the man, this is like a normal ass show. You think, man, this Zombo thing, it just fits right in the radio whole thing like a little piece of puzzle, like everything else. This could be on one of them big stations. This guy's a bunch of all right. Don't worry, I will disappoint you very soon. Before that, we heard the Chesterfields with Tuesday Night and Primal Scream with Gentle Tuesday. Yeah, you know. In your brain. RCT.
the time is time to be a going. Your goodness, the time has come at last. Hold your chance in your dusty hand. One way to get to a promised land. Understand. No more blues, dear child.
Oh, yeah, get that sad harmonica cat in there. Bobby Gentry, Hurry Tuesday Child. And that's kind of like that 70s kind of 67, where it was kind of considered country-politan music, where like it got more sophisticated. They brought strings in. They, you know, they kind of really made it a big city sound. And the interesting thing about country music, it has one of the most widespread, it's a very tragic arc, country music. Because when you think when country music first came out, it was raw. You know, it was some dude in a field with no teeth playing the harmonica, slapping his foot on a wooden board as country music and yodeling. And it's just real raw, you know? And it was just unapologetically like gritty. You know, and just wailing and gritty and with elements of like gospel music in it and just elements of like old folk stuff. So that's how country music kind of like the beginnings of country music. And then country music got a little, then it edged along the rock and roll thing, get a little rockabilly. You had the sister, Maddox Brothers and sister Rose Maddox. Doing a bit of rockabilly, the Collins Kids. You had, you know, George Jones doing like, you know, White Lightning, doing some rock, and they start rocking. And then like, you know, the Carl Perkins, it just kind of went along with rockabilly. And then the 60s came, and then it got to be like, wow. Then all of a sudden the hippie stuff kind of came in a little bit. And like, you know, Buck Owens had a synthesizer in a couple of his tunes. Then it got to be real country-politan. I mean, it's a beautiful arc so far. We're looking at a beautiful arc of country music. So then it got to be like orchestral. And then it got to be like, you know, really nice music. Then the 80s came in. And that's when country music started losing its way. In the 80s, didn't know quite what to do. From the 80s, we're talking the past 40 years of country music. It's been nothing but crummy, second-rate soft rock about trucks and blue jeans. Blue jeans and being barefoot. If you can listen to a modern country and play bingo. It's country music, modern country music bingo. And basically, you have a little board. And that board has a truck in it. It has a gal in blue jeans in it. It has walking around barefoot in it. It has another truck in it. It has somebody else's truck in it. And then it's got like, you know, like some weird reminiscence about like, you know, sitting on a porch in a simpler time. And then it's got this weird underpinning of nationalism to it. Like, you know, and then it's got to throw a flag in that whole thing. So the last 40 years of country music. So it kind of has this beautiful arc. And now it is so rotten and it's so manufactured. You actually hear a lot of these. Buck Owens had speaking of Buck Owens again, he had a great line before he died, because actually after he died, he didn't really say a whole hell of a lot. But he was actually saying, with modern country music, the first thing they say, how does he look in the pair of blue jeans? Second question is, can the guy sing? And all these country music songs are all written. They're written by the same people that write all the R&B hits. It's like 10 people writing one song. It's not like somebody, they make it seem like it's a story. But there's like, okay, we need a little element here, and we need a little hook here, and we need a little romance thing here, and we need to look. So they have like 10 guys or 10 gals writing one song. If you look at a lot of Keith Urban and all of that stuff, it is written by a million different people. And it is all manufactured soft rock garbage. You know, and 70s soft rock was nothing to write home about. Bands like Bread, holy crap, Bread. And David Gates started off as a rock and roll guy. And then he got into like, you know, Baby, I'ma Want You and stuff like that. And it's just stuff that is just punishing to listen to. You know, when they invade all these, compounds with, you know, militias, and they play, sometimes they'll play like music to irritate them. They should just throw on, you know, one of those records, or just put on the radio, or put on FM country music. It is unbelievably insipid, you know. Every song, it's just, and it's so damn formulaic. There is nothing variant from the theme of modern country music. It is absolutely, just when you think it can't get worse, it does. Just when you think Achy Breaky Heart was the worst they could come up with, then along comes, you know, Toby Keith. And there he goes. Boom. And then, so it's like that, where it's this weird nationalism mixed with some good old day stuff, mixed with like a simpler time, and like this whole anti-elitism. But let me tell you, these people are elite. You know, they're very rich. And they don't really care about you. They don't care about your problems. They might be singing about your truck. They got a whole fleet of those. They don't even have a truck. They probably have somebody drive them in some kind of like dark tinted window Lexus. So there's your modern country music for you right there. Right in the toilet. So that's the beautiful, sad, tragic arc of country music. And it all started, with just playing a Bobby Gentry tune. Then I got as angry as putting together IKEA furniture. Oh, yeah. Love you till Tuesday. Back to the Tuesday stuff. Zombo in your brain. David Bowie.
Window. Look who sits outside. Little me is waiting, standing. through your door, I'll wave my flag and shout, beautiful baby, my burning desire started on Sunday. Give me your heart and I'll love you till Tuesday. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Who's that hiding in the apple tree, clinging to a branch? Don't be afraid, it's only me, hoping for a little romance. If you lie beneath my shade, I'll keep you nice and cool. Beautiful baby, I was very lonely till I met you on Sunday. My passion's never ending and I love it till Tuesday. Da-da-da-dum. 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 Let the wind blow through your hair, be nice to the big blue sea. Don't be afraid of the man in the moon, because it's only me. I shall always watch you until my love runs dry. Beautiful baby, my heart's aflame, I'll love you till Tuesday. My head's in a whirl and I'll love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Ba 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 bum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 da.
Did you know David Bowie's
Mill? I'll stretch you till Wednesday.
Okay. Forgot about the little tag on the end of that bad boy. I love you till Tuesday, David Bowie. I didn't know his name, middle name was Robert. So it's David Robert Jones. So it's like Dave Rob, Dave Rob, Dave Bob Jones. Who would even go with Bob? If your name's Robert, Rob is so much nicer than Bob. I don't know who goes with Bob. You know, it's like that whole Rob Bob thing. Same with Richard. Why would you go with Dick when you can go with Rick? Why would you even go down that road? You know, Bob and Dick hanging out, you know you're not going to have a good time. Next thing you know, they're going to be playing that country, that new country. Oh, I forgot one specific part of country music before the horrible death knell of the country 80s. And that was the 70s with outlaw country. Oh, my God. How did I even skip that? You know, you had the Johnny Cash and the Willie Nelson and the Merle Haggard. And, I mean, those guys were just like that big, nasty, coming into town bad guy singing. The awesomeness of those guys. And then it dies and goes really into a cesspool. The cesspool of country music that is today. All right, back to Tuesdays. Now, sometimes I'll play something I don't know what it is. It's called Tuesday. It's called Tuesday. Okay, this could be anything because it's an instrumental tune. Yep, I can play anything at all. Say, oh yeah, that song's called Tuesday. It does sound like Duane Eddy, though. Oh, man, I can't take that. That's just lamer than lame. Here's Sweet Tuesday by Badfinger. Get back to these pretty Tuesday songs. We got Wednesday coming up and then Thursday. Even though it's Friday, Zombo in your brain. None of that new damn country here, I'll tell you that.
Ugh. Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile. All of my fears, they have left me. Sweet faces all around style me. Seen the breaking of the souvenir in a brightness I can feel.
Excuses.